Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. For those who know me coming, my name is Vytautas, and this channel and this podcast, it's all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from Word of God, and when the Lord gives me prophetic dreams and visions, to give warning or encouragement to people, and of course about world events. This podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead, and change our culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. And what we're going to be talking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on. So observe everything they say very carefully. Now, again, one of these days now, I have to give warning at a time because I'm not alone in the house. So if you hear any background noise, it's not me, it's relatives, but hopefully it's going to be quiet, at least for a period of this recording. And sorry for my voice now, because I was working all day on specific projects, so you know, that probably affects that. And I have to be mindful, because of course some relatives taking it easy, you know, like resting now, so I have to of course speak in different tone. This particular podcast today I will speak about choosing to serve Lord God, and straight to the point, first verse I want to speak about is depicted in Joshua 24, verse 23, is depicted this: "But Joshua said to the people, 'You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins, if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods,'" meaning from small g, false gods, whether it would be person as idol, whether it would be, and even I'm going to say this boldly, whether it would be some government individuals who literally making laws that goes against the word of God. Or for example, like in USA, you know, says this news now, with this administration of Joe Biden, literally having thoughts to give people what is called like crack pipes and crack, like this is ridiculous. Since when government gonna be giving people drugs, literally, that are in the end it leads to death? Like this is ridiculous, like death cult, you know. Now, further depicted, again, "If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good." And that's where people like when someone says, "Oh, God is good. No one knows the love of God. No one knows that." Really, if you didn't read in Word of God, not studying, then probably you among those who don't know. But the ones who study Word of God, those do know. Because it's depicted, secret things belongs to the Lord, but the things that he reveals belongs to us, meaning his servants, meaning who doing his will, which is word of God. So to me, like every single time I hearing from anyone, and again, it's not for offending, you know, it's just simplicity, it's simple ignorance. You being ignorant of word of God, not willing to understand it, because, oh, it's too complex. And that's another thing you hear when you actually making a like solid statement from Word of God and even showing, then people say, "Oh, it's too complex." Well, it's not complex if you understanding it. And if you having hard time, fine, maybe then listen someone who understands it, yet same time study it yourself. And simplicity, you know, like even more easier way I can describe, read at least one chapter every single day. And soon you will be reading far faster pace, because you will understand it, and you will become eager of it. And after solid, at least in my case, two years plus, a little bit more days, I read it. But still, even now, you know, I keep studying it, you know, at specific pace, at specific time. You have to have it now. If you want to endure in this clown world, you have to know Word of God. What's coming, especially what's happening in Ukraine now, with Russia, all that tension and same thing, you know, opposite direction happening with China and Taiwan. And they, in order to understand that thing, you have to understand the Word of God, and especially Ezekiel book, if you want to know about that stuff, because it's Gog and Magog war, it's coming. Now, further depicted, and the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." And further depicted, "Now therefore," he said, "put away the foreign gods," meaning from small g, false gods, idols, whatever man you're worshipping, whatever garment you're worshipping, whatever statue, false god from wood or stone you're worshipping, put it away. And depicted, "which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel." So for example, in other words, I'm going to describe this. If someone says, "Oh, I believe in God, I believe in Christ, I believe." Believe word means commit, meaning you committing your life to Christ, meaning that you fully, in your words, your actions, your thoughts, your behavior, what you're doing, what you're saying, any shape or form, in those things you committing to Christ, meaning in those things you applying Word of God 100% always. That's what means believe in God, believe in Christ. Because Christ himself told, and multiple times the Word of God, God himself told, perform and do his commandments, his statutes, his law. In other place depicted, his commandment, and his commandment is his word, old from beginning, meaning all Word of God is his commandment. You know, so some people probably at this point gonna be, "Oh, this is too much for me." Choose yourselves. But the words of God depicted. My God says, "My people are lost for lack of knowledge." What you've seen in the past 2 years, people perished for lack of knowledge, that they shouldn't be receiving something without which they can't buy or sell. That's how the word of God depicted. And there's gonna be far, far worse things coming, by the way. I heard some individuals saying that, this plague perished. Of course, I speak in parables. This plague perished. It's already finished. This plague is just the start. This is a warning. What's worse to come? Because in Word of God depicted that one of horsemen was going to happen, 1/4 of earth, of population, dies from next one. And I'm not saying the next one going to be, but I'm seeing specific one that's coming in the future, going to kill 1/4 of population. And that happens so far, but I understand that, and again, this is my humble opinion. It happens while we that is still here. And everybody has their own opinion. So far, if you would ask me, I humbly say, we will see some of this stuff. And I wonder, you know, because Lord showed me, for example, I'm still here while meteorites, and I spoke about and asteroids, I spoke about it in 13 podcast, landing, entering atmosphere, going to America, to South and North America. 1/3 gonna be judged. Babylon sitting on many waters. Both America sitting on two biggest oceans of the earth. So you know, some stuff we will see. But if you really believe in Christ, believe in God, your duty now is to commit your life to him. And how to do that, that's why you have to study Word of God, to apply it practically. Because if you don't, there's curses for disobedience. That's why you having all these troubles, not able to overcome certain things, because you keep sinning. because you keep sinning in particular area or many areas that are like strongholds holding God's blessings to your life. And it is not his fault. It is your fault that you yourself sinning, being ignorant, not paying attention to the word of God, and you attracting those curses to yourself by your own actions. That's what word of God teaches, you know. God is never the one who condemns. Satan the one that does. But he said, Christ said, in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I overcame the world. Meaning, he was able to overcome the world. No more sin. And he was sinless. Completely with no sin. And we are sinners. So he showed that we can overcome this and live life having no sin. He showed example. Now, minus atonement on cross, because that's what he did. We don't have to do that. But we have to walk with no sin as he did. Of course, in different, because 21st century, you know, it's different. Or whatever, 22nd and further, you know, different circumstances. Including technology, including social media, like, which is soaked with sins. Like crazy. And you, so incline your heart to the Lord God, yourself. And further picked at Judges 2, verse 15. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. So, word of God, for example, to this time, what about this time? What it means this time? Well, now, for example, word of God warns, let's just say, there go the same plague, let's take the same past view. He told that if I remember correctly, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 till 68, I can't remember which, but I think it's from 58 till 62 verse, I think, if I remember correctly, where is depicted. If you gonna not observe carefully and not do God's commandments and statutes, meaning law of God, these plagues, all these curses for disobedience, gonna come and overtake you, and how is depicted, and pursue you, meaning they're gonna follow wherever you're going. One of them, extraordinary plagues, prolonged sicknesses and diseases, even the ones that not written in Egypt book, meaning the ones who previously did not exist. So, what you see in past 2 years, extraordinary plague, prolonged sickness, and the one that in the past did not exist, at least in Egypt times, so far as word of God. For not observing carefully word of God, and not doing it and not performing it. That's why you've seen that. That's why, well, that person was going to build into church. Church is not a building. Get over it. It's people who commit their lives to Christ and doing word of God and following him, who accept him as Lord and Savior, who believe in his atonement on cross, who sinning no more, doing word of God, studying it, applying it, rejecting mark of beast, which that you're interacting with human body without which you're not going to be able to pile some sort of mark or chip or tattoo, smart tattoo or sting operations, whatever the case. That's what the church, those who truly committing their lives to Christ, not a building. By the way, buildings, some particular dogma, some particular false doctrines were made, so far what history talks, to control people, and that injected itself into political area. That's what was in the Rome, if I remember correctly. That was, again, there's these big, you know, civilizations, all of them had some sort of type of that. Even Sumerians have that stuff. And ultimately, it ends up for sacrifices to Satan. Which, by the way, gonna come in Catholicism, and Lord showed me even that. And about that, I think I speak in an 8th podcast, if I remember correctly. Vision that he showed me, very detailed one, about tribulation times. Now, further depicted Judges 3, verse 7 till 10. So, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God, and served the Baals and Asherahs, meaning its statues, false gods, from small g. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cushan Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel, who delivered them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel, meaning according word of God, so far what I understand through the whole context of word of God. He went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim, meaning God raised up people to deliver, even when the whole nation would be wicked. Would cry out, now what to do, and that's exactly what's going to be in tribulation period. But in that time was this end, going to be this Antichrist, some sort of figure, and I have my personal opinions, but again, until it's obvious, again, if you want to know like what my theory is, it's the person that no one knows that it's actually, you know, like meaning no one knows that person. But far more I'm seeing, it very seems like it's going to be artificial intelligence on some shape or form. False God. Because that's exactly what specific individuals building right now. Even using every single individual through internet. Like very recently even, I've seen there's even positions where you can be used as human as input to build AI, meaning you being used as battery to build false god. But that one creeped me out, you know, like because I went through these like specific offers of force, it's just ridiculous. This world going quickly to darkness, I can tell you that. Like, and there's a bunch of other stuff, you know, that's happening. But anywho, God will bring stuff, he will bring people to deliver, but it's still not to that person responsibility to deliver. To him is just judge according word of God, but to people their responsibility who are in all this mess to take heed and turn away from their wickedness. So even though, and here's the thing, you know, if there's going to be that Antichrist in tribulation period, but because he's anti-word of God and anti-Christ, therefore, he are not capable to judge anyone because it's not judging according to word of God. Therefore, because it's going to be not what people need to hear from word of God, but it's going to be what people want to hear to please them, not to please God. Therefore, many are going to be deceived. And now is more than important, you know, if you are brother or sister in Christ, you know. Therefore, your responsibility now to preach full word of God to as many people as possible. Because literally, like, after clock of this year went, 2022, I can tell you this, now we're living on borrowed time, literally, because we live on borrowed time, because literally this year and next year, so far as pattern goes, is literally a clash of Third World War starting, and what we seen, that's why what we seen with China and Taiwan and with Ukraine and Russia happening, including with Turkey and all the mess, and I think Iraq, I think also has or Iran or Iraq, I can't remember what is third country else depicted in Ezekiel Gog and Magog war. It's gonna be a mess, literally. On top of that, now that I mentioned in the past podcast that it's depicted in Word of God that USA gonna be judged, not USA, North and South America gonna be judged with nuclear attacks. It's gonna be judgment from the Lord for not observing Word of God and completely going into wickedness more and more and more, not paying attention to God's warnings, including warnings of His servants, that meaning prophets or people who teaching Word of God in USA right now. And it's very sad, you know? I think this morning I watched like few videos, and I'm not saying all from your good generation are dead. I watched just a few of specific people, and I mean people losing their minds, going completely crazy in 2 seconds just because of some video game that are not even real. And that to me, I never gonna get. Because again, we had this debate with one of my friends from foreign country, and with which we after the work day, we play a little bit, and we had this communication that literally games should be games. You never should take them for granted. They are just for to rest you, and as quickly as you rest it, you should wrap it. Like completely, okay, it's end, now let's focus into further work or go actually to rest. You know? That's how it looks, you know? Now, further is depicted in Judges 5, verse 31, is depicted, "Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love Him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength, so the land had rest for 40 years. Meaning, you want there would be rest in whatever nation, country you're living in. This goes for you people who are in governments, in high ranks, whether it would be military, in parliament, you name it, in some union, I don't know, you name police, army, whatever. Congress, you want to have rest, love Him, love God. How do that? Study Word of God and apply all God's commandments, statutes, laws and judgments in context of New Covenant, Jesus Christ. You do that thing, guaranteed, gonna be peace. That's how it is. And that's why you see in the world chaos. Because government leaders are in ignorance, not paying attention to what's happening. Are they not paying attention to Word of God? And why this play happening? Is there any source? Okay, Word of God is the source. Okay, why is this happening? Oh, we're not paying attention. We're not doing this. Okay, we should do this, and automatically, it would be dead. If we would obey to the Lord God, then this plague would be ending. Just like that, in twinkle of an eye. No one paying attention. That's why we're having these calamities. That's why we're having these prolonged sicknesses. That's why you're having extraordinary plague. That's why you're having sicknesses and diseases that not yet even been here. That's why. And it doesn't matter what it escaped from where, did not escape, it's here. And because it's here, you have to realize that there's causality. Now, further was depicted in 1 Samuel 8, if I'm correct, verse 15 till 20. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officers and servants. And he will take your male servants, your female servants, your finest young men and your donkeys and put them to his work, he will take a tenth of your sheep, and you will be his servants, and you will cry out in that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. And further depicted, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the words of Samuel, meaning warning. Obey the Lord God, not to some individual who even most likely don't even do the word of God. People disobeyed, and is depicted, and they said, no, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. What exactly you're seeing, for example, and even worldwide, but for example, let's just take USA. People didn't want a Trump, and I'm not saying Trump is better. Again, everybody falls short in glory of God. But I'm seeing now an example of what has been done, and what has been done when Biden was elected. Especially with this giving crack stuff, with the Taliban situation, inside the country what was. And ridiculous messages like prepare for hurricane season, the best preparation is to get stained. I mean, like, what are you talking about? It's not protection, it's not like going in some like shelter, you know, underground. No, see, and there was even more ridiculous stuff, you know, about Christmas, where people ask it like, are they can celebrate with their families now Christmas, and this president literally told it, well, sure you can if you receive first, second, and third sting operation, sure you can. So what that means, if you didn't, you cannot celebrate festivity, you cannot gather and just spend time with your relatives. Are you crazy? You know, like, it's just ridiculous. And again, it's not me speaking here, but again, through word of God. People chosen the king, and I sincerely say this, I believe that people who chosen Biden believe that it's going to be different, but the reality always shows what it is, you know, and that's what people see. And I'm telling you, like, when I've seen the Taliban situation, not to mention there was suicide bomber there now, and that whole situation where, as I understand, the army knew, like some people in that military knew, but did nothing. It's crazy. You know? So that's what it is. Now people did not take heed, you know, the warnings. There were specific warnings even from, and I remember even from the brothers and sisters in Christ, was warnings. And even I myself, by the way, and I don't know if I mean, I can talk probably about this, I had vision about this President Biden, where what was that he was like in a specific building of a farm or whatever, and I coming, and he's like, you know, like scrapping this, you know, like essentially cleaning, you know, the gates, you know, of specific animals, and he's saying, no, oh, I need help, ask me some help, because I probably not gonna be able to even go to the, you know, house area or whatever. Meaning, it was, of course, parable dream, that he himself having a hard time cleaning up the mess. Which, ironically, that's what you've seen, at least in the past year. Alright? Now, further depicted, 1 Samuel 12, verse 20 till 25 is depicted. Then Samuel said to the people, do not fear, you have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and do not turn aside, for then you would go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. And I myself in the past, literally, I was going like, okay, no, is this, especially in the starting days when I started following the Lord. Okay, is this, and some vanity things come along the way, of course, as I understand, thrown by Satan. And I've fallen many, many, many times. And every single time it was vanity. It was, you know, like it's completely worthless, you know. And in the end, you know, of course, now after those fallings, okay, no more of that, no more of that. And now, like, literally, like, there was additional cleaning from the Lord needed to be happening now until I, okay, that's completely nonsense. So same thing, whatever situation you are, if for example, if you fall in the Lord and still fall, again, you don't know the wickedness, but as Christ said, remember where you've fallen and sin no more, lest he would come and put the lamp in the lampstand out, meaning you would be perishing. Stop doing evil and start following him. Study word of God and do as he says. You know, we all fall short in the glory of God, but we can control what we're participating in. Alright? Now, further depicted. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Meaning, word of God is the good and the right way. Applying it practically, performing and doing it. As multiple times Christ said, multiple times God said, multiple times all his apostles, understand that's how they called his followers, as well taught. And what this verse also telling, that sinning against the Lord is when you ceasing to pray for someone, or ceasing to pray even for yourself, or you know, and I never gonna forget when I was keep praying. And multiple times, literally, my relatives were saved from falling tree on their own, from pestilence, this plague in specific locations. They came out clean. Even more so, one of them, I think immunity boosted like it's just crazy. No, when I've seen the results, it's just crazy, like 800% boost. Ridiculous. That's how God works, you know, by the way. Right? And a bunch of all these situations, you know, and even though they were in tough positions, I still keep praying, even though individuals were going completely against me, like literally talking nonsense, probably because of stress, or I don't know what was the reason. Again, man's heart is mystery, but no, I kept praying in Jesus' name to God privately. Well, no more sinning, having no part now, believing that you receive what you ask for. For example, believing that person receive what you ask him to receive, and give God thanks in advance. Did all these things many, many times. It works. And it's, again, there is no other way to say it. You have to do it. And you have to pray without ceasing, constantly. That's the most powerful weapon against devil and Satan, because guess what? They're real. What are you talking about? I'm telling you, they're real. I've seen in the vision Satan, and I've seen in my own room these one of these fallen angels, one of these demons looking like this alien, which again, in Christ's name, first time feared, completely like shocked, you know, became like a statue. Second time I cast it in Christ's name, evaporated like a smoke. Because they afraid Christ's name. Right? Now, further it was depicted, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth, meaning in all the word of God, by using the word of God. All of it. All good commandments, all good studies, all good judgments, all good laws, all word of God. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. Meaning, pay attention in your life how many times, and I'm gonna probably talk a little bit in slang, take heed, because I believe, you know, even though there's teenagers listening, but I believe they even speak in this language, because we live in this time. Again, take heed how many times God saved your ass, like literally, take heed how many times you was in a ridiculous situation, and he completely dragged you out of it, and you by this day even don't know like how all these things are ordained, because he is beyond time. He knows everything that's gonna come, anything that's gonna be against you. And I remember like even very recently, you know, there was a situation where like I was threatened literally psychological warfare, spiritual warfare, And I simply told people, be very careful what you're saying. Be very careful. Next thing you know, few things, again, not detrimental or anything, and not that I curse people, but I just told the truth, because in World of Gods depicted, cursed is he who curses you. And there were specific words, let's not go to specifics, but I've seen these things backlash among these people. And they learned their lesson, never again I'm hearing those same things from them. Never. As a matter of fact, when I'm passing by, there is silence. Because they know that this thing is real. Even though if they would say, oh, I don't believe. It doesn't matter. You still cannot, even though you don't believe it, doesn't mean it does not exist. Especially again, like I mentioned with this plague. That's what it is. It's one of the curses for disobedience, by the way, worldwide. You know, and even for China, the first year when this stuff started happening, literally waters turned to blood. By the way, these things not even being reported. If some specific individuals, brothers and sisters in Christ, do not report this, including specific trustworthy news, I wouldn't even know that these things are happening in China. Which literally, it would be like in the past times now, you knew only if messenger came from there and told the story, oh, this is happening here. You know, that's why you have to be very careful what you're hearing, and if it's not credible news, I'm suggesting to you, look for someone that's credible. Look for someone that's trustworthy, you know? Especially the ones who even quote Word of God and even pointing, that's what is written, see what's happening. Those people should be talking about news now, not individuals who are telling what is not real. Now, further depicted, but if you still do wickedly, now pay attention to this, if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king. What you're seeing in USA happening, which interestingly, there's, I can't remember where is depicted, but a specific verse depicted that in due time, meaning the ones who are doing evil, as I understand, evildoers, in due time, their foot shall slip. And again, I understand there's specific disease, it's old age, sure. But there's many people in the same age, old age as Biden, and they're not having these problems. But although it was, again, I'm not laughing from this, but it's like a premonition of what's coming if this administration, you say, going to wickedness, following wickedness further, gonna be far worse than just slipping from stairs that leading to the inside of the plane. And meaning, there was like a parable. Reality gonna be nationwide. It's gonna be far worse. Alright, now further depicted, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 till 23 is depicted. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, now take heed of this, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to heed, meaning to pay attention, and with the past line, to obey, meaning to pay attention and obey God, do and perform His word, than the fat of rams, meaning to obey Him and do Word of God, which is His will for our lives, is far better than do any type of sacrifices. Meaning, all these, and I say how it is now because I can say it, for I studied all these false religions, at least majority of them, the hugest in the world, and I compared it from 19 podcasts to 1448, symbolism, practices, and belief systems. I compared it with the history, compared what's written in the Word of God, and again and again and again and again, Word of God tells the truth, and in them is lies, sometimes some truth, but it mixed with lies, and majority of that is lie. Therefore, if people believe just the truth and they hear false, they very high chance will believing false. and therefore end of it would be eternal lake of fire. Because it's depicted in the Word of God, the ones who teaches odd doctrine, them doctrine of Christ, and literally saved through him, yet again, you have to be doer of the Word of God. Anyone teaches anything else than the Word of God will be accursed. And it's not by you nor me, it's by his word, by him. It's curse for disobedience. And again, I'm not a judge, he is. Now, so again, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. So, you have to obey the word of God and do it, rather going in any false doctrine and thinking that sacrifice is going to do something. Which, ironically, in some places, people are still sacrificing chickens, and meaning blood sacrifices, which normally these should be done after Christ's crucifixion on the cross. All sins was washed away. You have now just to do the word of God. Take heed and do it and follow, commit your life to Christ. Simple as that. Because those things he no more requires. None of these sacrifices. Only sacrifices now is your prayer, giving thanks to him, and of course, tithing, 10% to him, which would be, again, to helping poor and needy, widows and fathers, and visit orphans and widows. That's what is the righteous, as is depicted, religion in eyes of the God. Not to do some ridiculous sacrifices for false gods, you know, it's ridiculous. And it's not me saying it, it's the word of God says that. It's he saying that. Now, further what I want to mention, that depicted, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And witchcraft, by the way, is pharmakia, drugs and poisons, which that's what you see in those false religions, you know, including what you're seeing now in specific industry, which is called the medical industry, that's what's called. So, you know, you have to, every single person responsible firstly for themselves to not commit sin. And that's where it is now. That's why I said now multiple times that if people would take heed word of God and do it, and truly abiding in Christ, no more police would be required, because people would be policing themselves by word of God. And that's the case now. And interestingly, you know, like, I can't remember who this professor was, but he said essentially, if the laws would be made that people in this position where their needs not met, every single time, I mean the necessary things, every single time, laws will be broken. And in other words, let's put it this way. If they're going to be some individuals in elite greedy and thinking that everybody else should be poor, every single time laws will be broken. And in the Word of God depicted that God does not charge with bad people who are needy and poor, even, for example, lacking eating bread. So, and this whole situation depends, and again, of course, there's the border is not like all the stuff, sure, no, it's completely, it's bad. But I'm speaking about simplicity. Because usually, person never in one day becomes something new. There's always that root, and usually it's lack of something. Lack of love, lack of care, lack of attention, lack of nourishment, lack of teaching, edifying, warning, teaching word of God. Usually that's the core. People not being taught word of God. And that's what you see in word of God. Word of God not being taught in many majority of places in the world. The educational system. Like, oh, this Trinity, oh, there's Mary. What are you talking about? Mary was just a woman that gave birth to Christ. She is not God. Therefore, you should not be worshipping. But again, this is just not like one of the things, but we go on silence. Let's keep the track. So, anywho, For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity, which is a root of sin, and idolatry, which is, if I remember correctly, idolatry. I think it's worshiping for, yeah, for worshiping of false gods, which can be, of course, in the past was statues, but now, you know, we see even people can be worshipped as idols. And further depicted, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, meaning word of God, not just some of it, all of it, he also has rejected you from being king. So you're still thinking why you're still having a hard time in life? No, maybe you're rejecting his word. You're not paying attention to edification, not paying attention to what he teaches. So you would be, you know, receiving his blessings. Of course, not always, sometimes. It can be strongholds, sometimes it can be witchcraft and curses from other people. Sometimes it can be some Satanism, sometimes it even can be some sort of gypsy putting something behind the mirror. Again, it's deep. But as long as you're doing your way, according to the word of God, you will be fine, because it's never your way, it's his way. So any single time, for example, you would be hearing me how I think, it's not what I think, it's what I learned from word of God. Now, from him, because he is righteous, I'm not. Like, I go honest to you people, I'm the least righteous person, because there is people who are way more righteous than me, in his eyes, than I am. Because why I'm saying, and every single time you're gonna hear someone say, "Oh, I'm right," there's just a flaw. Because while we're in these fleshly bodies, there's always gonna be temptation until these bodies are glorified through Christ, until we receive glorified bodies, robes of righteousness, mark of living God on the forehead, which all these three will show me. I talk about this in fourth podcast, and I think I spoke about that also in 259 podcast, four visions of the rapture. In chronological order. Holy Spirit encouraged me to do that video as well. So, until we receive those things, gonna be tribulation, Jesus Christ told, in this world, you will have tribulation. And we cannot enter in heaven, we cannot get raptured before our bodies literally becoming disglorified, drop of righteousness in the mark of living God. Because then we will be able to, these new bodies, transcend dimensions. But until that time, challenge every day, battle every day, every second, every moment, every situation. That's why you need word of God, so you would be able to endure through all these situations. Like even today, I had what, at least three tribulations, literally. Three battles where I had, okay, that's garbage, that's garbage, that's garbage. And I had to use the word of God. Without it, you're going to be perishing. I'm telling you what. You, by your own self, you cannot overcome these things. Because flesh always looking for fleshly things. But spirit, meaning from God, looking for holy things. Meaning you have to nourish your spirit, you know, that Lord God gave you. You know how it's depicted: lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, not of God, but is from of the world. All right, meaning that you have to completely flee youthful lusts, flee lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And I've seen again and again and again and again, especially in the same entertainment industry, because now it's big, people who are prideful, oh boy, how they've fallen. Because they're not paying attention to the word of God. That there's causality. And I've seen people who follow the word of God, they're going higher and higher. And not saying it one day, it can be, but usually it's process. Now, further was depicted in 1 Samuel 15, verse 24 till 26, is depicted, Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return to me, that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. So, literally, person thought that person feared the people and obeyed their voice, and now he wants, okay, now I want to follow God. And Samuel thought, you literally cannot follow God until you do his word. You moment you not only hear of the word of God, but also doer of the word of God, meaning you committing your life to Christ, then you can follow him. And of course, same thing what is depicted many times. If you rejecting word of God, you crucifying Christ again, if you're not obeying all God commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in context of the covenant of Jesus Christ. That's why we have to study the word of God, understand what no more should be done, for example, stonings, but what still should be done, for example, obeying his word and observing it carefully. And many, many things you have to observe all of them in context with this new covenant of Christ. So you have to do everything. You have to come back to him, but you have to be also doer of the word. You have to be willing to stop sin and doing word of God. Now, further depicted 1 Samuel, and again, I forgot to mention this again, that's why you would be rejected, for example, from position you're in, and that's why, for example, you see in NSA, specific organizations was people boastful, abusing power, for example, I think in FBI there was some specific story from there, and because people wasn't doing according to the word of God what they should be doing their position and God bless them, therefore God removed them from there. And they're surprised, why this thing happening? What is happening? That's why, because you're not obeying God, you're removed from the place, and he appoints someone that's able to do the job that you weren't able to do. Now, further depicted in 1 Samuel 16, verse 14 till 16, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said to him, surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp, and it shall be that he play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. And I experienced this again, Lord, glory to God, revealed to me back in 2019 about this 444 hertz, which about, again, music will be in the description section, a playlist for us as artists, 90 plus songs, but for you now as a blessing, again, freely receive, freely give, same thing I freely given to you. 56th podcast, if I remember correctly. 56th podcast. There I include instructions. If it's not there, contact me through social media. I will send you instructions what to do, how you yourself can achieve this 444 hertz. This is the frequency of love, literally, which again, I believe it's in heaven. And it brings the Lord's presence and quickens healing process, including emotional and physical. I experienced both of these. And some individuals as well experience these things. So, you know, 56 podcasts I speak about there, you know, because it's literally full hour, probably. I think it's full hour podcast in detail where I'm describing even some history stuff. So you would be understanding what it is. And I think there about some experience even speaking there. Because I did it a long time ago. But it's totally what is depicted in here. Because all these instruments in the past was tuned in 444 hertz, and as I understand, all instruments of those people who were skillful in playing music, although they were skillful, but part of it, huge part, is in what tuning are instrument tuned into, and what frequency. And what we're seeing now worldwide, wow, how instruments tuned? 440 hertz, not 444. 440 is distorted frequency, it's materialism. That's why you see all these things happening with materialism in all industries. And when meditation is like, oh, meditation, oh, I feel so little. Like, meditation is literally you contacting with demons. And a simple way to put it again, from 90 podcasts to 48, I can't remember which ones because it's a huge chunk, 30 podcasts. And of course, it's specified about which false doctrine I speak here. But literally, some of them has this so-called meditation, and where it is essentially you letting be demonically possessed. Now, when it was in Aztec, and I think Babylon, I can't remember exactly what all these cultures, but there was these pyramids, and those pyramids essentially it was 432 hertz. That's what played in all these meditations, music so-called. And what it does, it numbs you, so it jumps over your heart center, meaning it completely detaches you from Christ. So if you're doing that, you're putting yourself in a huge danger to be deceived, because Satan comes always firstly through mind to deceive you. Peace of mind. No, it's not. No, it's not. You better pay attention to these people. And I study this thing, and I think in that 56th podcast, I speak about these things also, about this stuff. It's just, you have to, I'm telling you, be very careful. Because I did not apply this stuff until I received from Lord and from Holy Spirit confirmation, yep, that's what it is. And I waited for, like, I think the whole year, you know, I was doing research on Holy Spirit led me to specifics, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, what frequency what is not, and it led to a bunch of experiments, facts. So, you know, again, 56 podcast, everything there about is specifics, because it's very technical stuff. Now, further depicted in 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 37. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. When it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Now, Philistine is depicted, it's essentially Nephilim, it was, if I remember correctly. It's Nephilim, a mixture of between humans and demons, which what's now been happening in the past 2 years. And when come time where you will see effect of this, and because Lord showed me specific visions, literally people with genetically modified people essentially, and it's not going to be picked in, because they're going to be literally like open doors for demons, wherever they want to come in, possess them, do harm, whether for them or whether for other people through them, and come out, and they will be like, am I saying how it is, dumbfounded, because they're not going to understand what's happening. And it's depicted in the Word of God, it's going to be famine of Word of God. People are going to be seeking Word of God, but not going to be able to find. Because why? Because God will take his people to heaven. And probably Word of God will be forbidden in tribulation period. So, you know, you have to be very observing all of these aspects. And when pay attention, it's depicted that God delivered him, but he had to do the job. He had to perform action of some sort to actually put trust in the Lord and do what's necessary. And likewise now, and I'm very surprised that very little individuals in governments doing this, like trusting in Lord and doing what's necessary to stop nonsense, you know. But that's just my observation, you know, like, and again, maybe you know something more, again, put in the comments below. And further depicted, 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 till 51. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. And that's exactly what now happening. people coming to other individuals with a sword, with spear, and with javelin, meaning, in other words, with nuclear weapons, with World War III. And but the people who trust in the Lord will be protected. As a matter of fact, God showed me, and we will see some of this stuff. I can tell you this. At least, how should I put this? Some first stages of this conflict. Because Lord showed me in specific issues, I can't remember which one I recorded it. I really can't remember, but it was a prophetic dream, some recent vision. One of it was that I've seen how specific jets, now don't tell me, because they were high enough where I'm at, and it was night, I was not able to see, but Lord showed me that some people gonna be in houses partying and literally gonna receive some let's say how I should put this, effect of conflict, but individuals who are trusting in the Lord, and although it would be an open space and would be for them told go get in the car, they will be protected in that car, even though the weapons will be landing next to the car will not be damaged supernaturally. And I experienced these things even with the body from the Lord many times. Now, again, take it, and you know, of course, test everything, you know, through Holy Spirit. Pray to the Lord about it in Christ's name, privately. No more sinning, having no part of that, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. You know, pray to God in Jesus Christ's name. Pray to Him for this. You know, but these things are coming. And I don't know what proportion will be. But when it comes to this war, I've seen this vision. And another vision, I've seen how... what would be... I don't know, like, it would be like... 5 or more, maybe like 10, 20 kilometers away, I've seen nuclear bomb landing. And it was in Lithuania. Now, don't ask me now where it's gonna be now, but again... that's how it's depicted in the Word of God. While these things happening... the way I believe, God will wait till very last second, even in the midst of a nuclear cloud coming. And there would be person who would able, literally ready to receive Christ as Lord and Savior, even last seconds, to God matters. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be exactly that in every single location, of course, just specific points of the world. But it's going to be a mess. And on top of that, when I heard recently that, I can't remember the country, but Brother Sholto and Christ in his video, his channel will be in the description section, he said that one of these countries, I can't remember which one, but again, it's like news from the world, like 17 part podcast video he did, he described that one of these countries has a... suicide drone, essentially. Now connect that thing to artificial intelligence, and I already made about that 153rd podcast about AI humans extermination plan, which, because I observed carefully specific 5 sources, if to this artificial intelligence then I believe they now have even more advanced intelligence, they would give these suicide drones, baby. It would be chaos. And then the same elite leaders who think they have control, they would become victims of their own actions. You know, and that's the way I see now, like with this artificial intelligence, people playing with a fire, literally. And putting gas, like it's very dangerous. And the outcome of that, as even Elon Musk told, like it's no one knows what's gonna come. You know, it's unpredictable. And every single thing you see, oh, predictions, oh, this is making predictions. No one knows the future but God. And if any vision comes from Him and comes to pass, it's from Him. If vision comes and it never comes to pass, that's from false spirit. That's why we have to test all things through Him, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through God, through Holy Spirit. So anywho, for it is depicted, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. Now it's depicted David talking about this Philistine, this Nephilim demon mixed with human DNA. And by the way, underground, as Jared Beeler, brother in Christ, his name is his not name, but the channel of YouTube is The Unleashing, and also on Rumble, he uploaded a long time ago about Romania underground literary tunnels, where one of these tunnels leading to a specific computer, where they are a way to mix species. And there's even underground, like as I understand, and it's, I believe it's credible, underground whole nation, not nation, it's like species community, let's just put it that way, of these Nephilims, these fallen angels, known these, it's ridiculous. So I 100% believe that people who will be in tribulation will be something that's going to be looking like all these so-called Egyptian, those false gods, you know, with like the dog's head or whatever. The way I see, it's literally mixture of the DNA of demons and humans, and it's just ridiculous. Or maybe some other mixtures like that. No, it's ridiculous. Anywho, so again, it's depicted that literally Lord will deliver this fallen angel, essentially, but it's not fallen angel, it's Nephilim, meaning it's abomination. And David said that I will strike and take your head from you, meaning to this Nephilim, to this mixture between demons and human, because it's abomination to the Lord. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God of Israel. And Aaron is. And of course, I will finish. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. And of course, it's not written, but I will say even to this point, nor with javelin, nor with World War III, nor with Cold War, nor with some sort of experimental drug. Let's put it that way. It's depicted. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And like I mentioned in the past podcast, all these individuals that saying, you know, that you will have nothing, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. It's going to flip on themselves. They will have nothing, they will own nothing. And they will be forced to be happy. Not only that, if they're going to be still remaining for some reason, which I believe only reason would be if they would choose to follow Christ, but many rewards they probably will be losing. They will be in position where they will have to be content with what they have, although it's going to be extremely little. Now, it depends what these individuals around the world, the so-called elite, are going to be doing from this point. You know, because time is ticking, you know, Christ comes, takes the bride that belongs to him, those true followers of him, doers of his word, committing their lives to him. And it's going to be 7-year tribulation and then 1,000-year Christ reign, you know. And you don't want to be left behind. I can tell you that. Now, what I forgot to mention as well, that... oh yeah, that's right, in tribulation period, ironically, depicted that birds going to be gathered for supper of the land. And going to be eating people flesh. As far as I remember correctly, those who received the mark of the beast and worshipped, if I remember correctly, the image of the beast. So, I'm telling you, make your choice sure, because only way to escape the things that coming is through Jesus Christ. Alright. Now, of course, further depicted, 1 Samuel 17 verse 48 to 51, So it was when the Philistine arose, meaning when this mixture between demon and human rose, and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And I wanna mention even this. There was somewhere this picture, not picture but painting, of past, like, I don't know how you call these individuals, literally spears, not like primitive humans in the past civilization. And when someone edited this photograph, seemed that like there was like contour of something which looked like it's Nephilim, meaning it was existing and not too distant past these Nephilim. Yet from history books, these things erased, so masses would be deceived that these things do not existing, and completely basing the whole history on, like, not hope, but at least a huge chunk on lies. You know? And there's a bunch of other stuff, you know, which you wouldn't be able to find in history books, only in specific sources from the writers, including illustrations from past centuries, and it's pretty amazing, you know, what some people have pointed. Now, further was depicted. So again, these Nephilim were existing, all right. Further depicted. Then David put his hand in his back and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. Now, same thing, I assume, because it's depicting the word of God, that people who receive this literally do not do heed. Same thing, like, was in Egypt, like, literally, a hailstorm was falling on people. Likewise, going to be in tribulation period, a hailstorm going to be falling on people's heads. As large, these stones going to be minimalistically 34.2 kilograms weight. And irony is, now the judgment by fire, and of course by stone, because in the past there was stoning, people were stoned and multiple times innocently, you know, and sometimes abusing the law of God. And if I remember correctly, even in Christ's times was attempts even to do that while he was on the earth. And so there's this. And there was literally even, I think, in medieval ages, people put it on fire. Now, the ones, for example, who heard from the Lord. Now, gonna be judgment by fire and stone, meaning it's asteroids, meteorites, and of course, scorching from the sun, all this stuff combined, including hailstone. And how it's depicted here, why this is significant about this particular verse. This 1 Samuel 17 verse 49, because it's mixture of DNA between humans and demons, and likewise with these team operations, that's the same thing, mixture of demons, which is specific element on official papers, Lucifer race, and at the same time a human. And there's depicted, I think, in Daniel 2 verse 42, if I remember correct, but again, don't quote me, it's in Daniel book, Daniel the prophet, where he said there's going to be kingdom, final kingdom, of iron and clay, but they don't mix together, therefore it's going to be partial strong, partial not strong, I can't remember word, but it's not strong, so it's going to be not stable, and that's what it is, this graphene oxide, it's iron, and specific iron, and mixing with humans, with clay, that's from what people made of. So, you know, by God, they made it. So that's what happened. So all these things combined, and that's depicted in the Revelation book, that's what's going to be happening. It's not coincidence, people. Further depicted, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. Meaning, again, it's not a human being, it's abomination to the Lord, mixture between demon and human, and further depicted, but there was no sword in the hand of David, meaning no obvious thing, and there was meaning trust in the Lord. For it is depicted, therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword, and drew it out on its sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. Now, of course, again, it's not human, it's abomination to the Lord. Therefore, remember, you there are no murderings, nor even hating, because spiritual murdering should be done. But what this shows, not only this mixture with tribulation, what's going to be coming to people who are going to be still not observing carefully the word of God and still not committing their lives to Christ. People, especially the ones who are threatening with World War III, that's the way Holy Spirit reveals me now, they're going to be falling from their own head. From their own weapons, they're going to be falling. Irony is, and I don't know if someone released or not, there was at least some people saying, you know, I cannot confirm it. Yet, take heed to this, if, and purely hypothetically, if this all play came out from China, one of its laboratories, if, purely hypothetically, if, justice according word of God would be that they themselves would be the first to be falling from it. Looks like it. And you know what? Way I see this, it's depicted in the word of God that in Gog Magog war, army is gonna be falling literally. And as I have, because like I always think of the Holy Spirit revealing and all this stuff as well. How in the world, when they held you completely fine, completely not like prepared for war, running, and in the midst of attack, literally their flesh being eaten. The only way what I can describe what it is that, and I purely not like taking heed what the Holy Spirit now revealing, probably would be something in their pockets, like grenades or some tubes, you know, where you know, like removing the whatever, you know, safety, you know, whatever closure, I don't know, tools or specifics, I don't know, I'm not military. And they would drop that, you know, with this whatever gas or whatever toxin, and they would be with masks, but accidentally, they would be someone would throw it next to them, like in due time, their feet shall slip, as what was depicted, and they would be perishing because of their own weapon, bioweapon. That's how it looks to me, you know. And probably it would be transmittable through air, so although other people not doing it, but it would go like a that, and supernaturally, Lord's people would be protected. And including the fire gonna come down from the heaven. So, you know, again, this is from Revelation book, some of stuff, that's what you have to study yourselves. Alright? And of course, Ezekiel book, like all Word of God, you have to. You have to yourselves study Word of God. And of course, if you ask me, King James Version or New King James Version, those two are recommending. But of course, majority of things, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to believe in Him, in His special work on cross, in His burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven. In Him you have eternal life. And you have to believe in His finished atonement on cross for your atonement, your sins washed away, and your souls receiving atonement. But understanding no more atonement is going to be done, you have to choose willingly, sin no more, observe carefully, do and perform all good commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in context of the covenant of Jesus Christ. And you have to reject the mark of the beast, which is interface with your body, without which you would not be able to buy or sell, whether it's sting operations, whether it's chips, whether it's some tattoos, some processor that someone stick to your body, like whatever is the case. It's technology, and that's what it's going to be. You know? It's going to be part of this... I'm saying, you know, part, I'm feeling already hungry, hopefully you will hear that sound immediately after this podcast reading, but that's what it's going to be, and you have to reject it. You have to put your trust and faith fully on Christ, fully on Lord God, and do what it said in Word of God. If you want your problems stopped, curses for disobedience, that's what it is, study Word of God, yourselves, not your other person, and do it. Of course, you're welcome now, because You're welcome here now, because I will keep doing this now till we heal, the rapture happens. Because we need each other, you know, we have to have fellowship, because it depicted we're a literally specific amount together. Let me actually find a specific verse. Is depicted in Matthew 18, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we have to still have fellowship, you know. You cannot abandon this as well. You have to. Because other person might gonna know what you don't know, and you might gonna know what that person don't know. That doesn't mean that you all know it. But meaning we need each other to understand the full picture. Alright. Now, as well, what I want to mention, that don't forget to pray. You have to pray that you would be worthy, you would be found worthy to escape out of trial, all this tribulation, all these 7 years, all these things to come, that you would be found worthy. And don't forget to pray about one another, or maybe you need something, but again, how you have to pray. You have to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part doubt, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. Do this while no more sinning, and you will receive. As well, preach full word of God, not just some snippets, all his word. All his commandment is all his word from the beginning. All his gospel of salvation, not just some snippets, to all four corners of earth, and lead many people to Jesus Christ through all his word. And again, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things again, and Holy Spirit will help you. Because sometimes you will not know how to reach person, only Holy Spirit knows. Many times, you know, I receive things, you know, where specifically it pointed me how to reach that person. And I received confirmation that I helped the person. Now, as well, for sure, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for this channel for future podcasts, and press bell button so you would be notified when I will upload new podcasts. Feel free to comment down below, but please, from sober mind, I administrate every single comment, you know. If you have friends or relatives or co-workers that love to hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. Again, if you're looking products like t-shirts, hoodies, pillows, comforters, dust covers, maybe you're looking for socks, you know, mugs, whatever the case. Plus 80, like, I think now it's like plus 80 products. I can't remember correct count. Redbubble shop in description section. Just yesterday, I released new designs, custom made. 3 weeks it took to me to do. Follow Jesus Daily, if I remember correctly. That's how it's called. That's 24 new designs, I think. So it's there. Again, if you feel to donate and support me, PayPal in the description section. If you want, you can contact me through social media sites. Pages now. It's in the description section going to be. As well, Bible study wallpaper is going to be. Link in the description section. And when it comes to social media, it's Instagram, MeWe, and Twitter. Mainly MeWe I'm using. There I share messages from the Lord, videos, other people's testimonies, dreams from the Lord, other podcasts, and important messages that leads ultimately to Christ. MeWe is like Facebook and Twitter without its flaws, you know, it's much communities, a bunch of groups, like literally, but of course you can add me to the contacts, because I share even news now, like trustworthy ones, that can help people and actually give people something, you know, not just feed them with vanity, you know. And of course, like I mentioned, 444 hertz healing frequency music that Holy Spirit and Lord God and Christ revealed to me back in 2019. I speak about it in 56th podcast. An artist is V4S, YT4S as artist, as trans, dance, EDM, techno, instrumental ones, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Middle East, and Egypt, from those areas, instruments, and it's available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer. Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Color Music, and Shazam platforms, but mainly it's going to be a link for playlist on Spotify, all 19 songs there. In the description section is going to be, so all these things, description section, all this jazz. And of course, this is for this podcast. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for watching. I hope you learned a lot. And till the rapture happens, I see you in the next one.